You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
More than anything, Yankee fans are so happy that the Red Sox lost their guy. That tells you everything you need to know.
A lot of Yankee fans on the YouTube chat this morning.
Really? Are you serious? Wow. Okay. Call in, Yankees fans. 888-957-9570.
Nah,
okay, I'm kidding.
Just keep it to the YouTube chat.
But let's shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. In about 27 minutes, so at 8:30, we're going to be joined by Jermaine Wiggins, who is part of the Greg Hill Show in the mornings over on our Odyssey sister station, WEEI, in Boston. He knows all things Red Sox and Sox. He grew up in Boston. He's got the accent. He's got it all. I wonder how he's feeling about Rafael Devers now being a San Francisco Giant. And the expectations, Giants fans, like, you wake up this morning, Rafael Devers, Willy Adames, Chapman will be back, you got Ramos, you got Lee. Have your expectations shifted on this team going forward from, hey, maybe we could be a wild card? No, we can win the division now. How have your expectations shifted, Giants fans? 888-957-9570. And I'll ask you, Joe, have your expectations now shifted?
Absolutely. Well, there's a variety of things. A, how I view the organization is dramatically different. Think about what I felt last August. They got to get rid of Farhan. We're at it. We're at like our low in terms of Q rating with Giants fans. You couldn't give me a ticket for me to want to go to a game.
That's crazy. Because, God, it's a beautiful ballpark.
It is.
And that's so much. You don't even care about the product on the field sometimes when you go there. But the product was so bad, they're saying, nah, I'm good.
I didn't feel like supporting them was the right move because I didn't want them to know that what they were doing was a product worth supporting, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does.
And I'm looking at it from this perspective of, oh my God, you got your third baseman, your shortstop, you got a DH, you actually stuck with one of your young outfielders and he's you know, doing his thing. You actually dealt one of your young arms. You had the guts to be able to pull one of those deals off and you had the ability to close a deal. I can't remember the last time the Giants closed a deal of this magnitude.
Oh, my God. They've been in second place
for a decade.
So long. So long. The amount of the Morosis of the world, the Nightingales of the world, the Passan or Passan, however you want to pronounce it. Like, all those guys saying, oh, the Giants are right there. Giants are right there. Aaron Judge, Arson Judge, oh, it's there. Like, really? Really? Juan Soto, oh, Shohei Ohtani. They finally got someone, and it was through a trade.
Yes.
It was through a trade.
I know.
And you didn't even give up all that much. Like, of all the, like, the names, like, I legitimately thought, when I saw the trade, Joe, I thought it was, oh, Eldridge must be a part of it, right? Like, that's like.
You really thought that?
I thought that. I thought that was one of the
no.
Him or Wisenhunt.
No.
I didn't think Harrison, like, because maybe I'm just so, like, I see at the starts, and I've seen so much of him, I was like, that's the big piece in all of this? Harrison?
It almost feels really? Too good to be too, to
that's
be true.
Exactly how it felt at the time and how I still feel about it. Now, what's the baggage there? What do you? What kind of player are you getting? We'll talk about all that again with Jermaine Wakens at 8:30.
MLB has on right now, MLB Network, a graphic that says players with a 500-plus slugging percentage in the last 5 years, each of them. There's three guys, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, and Rafael Devers.
It's a good company to be a part of.
That's incredible.
So you're telling me he's like one of the three best hitters in baseball. If you're comparing Judge and Ohtani, the reigning MVPs, you're saying Devers is right there with those guys, is what you're telling me, Joe.
As far as
at the plate.
That's what they're, it's slugging percentage, yeah.
Ohtani doesn't even play in the field, so I know. There you go.
Well, I can't believe Buster pulled this off. I mean, there were so many people like, Buster's just a figurehead. He doesn't know anything about running a team. Right? How many people came in with the, well, actually, Buster's not going to be good at this. How good does Buster Posey look now?
I do think him being a player involved in all this.
It's unreal.
Trading with a guy, Craig Breslow, who is the Red Sox president of baseball operations, former pitcher who's pitched and played against Posey in his career. There's clearly a relationship there.
Yeah.
There's clearly something there. And you know what? And I go back to Farhan Zaidi. I don't know what his relationship was like with some of these other GMs and presidents around baseball. I don't know what it was like. And clearly, whether it was him, whether it was the other party, they could never see eye to eye on anything. And the fact that he kept getting second place so much, it pissed me off if I was a fan. I was tired of that. Like, that's like when Arizona, when the Diamondbacks are feel more competent in their, you know, operations in baseball, it's one thing for the Dodgers. It's, you know, the Dodgers are one-upping everyone in baseball. Okay, that's fine.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But the Diamondbacks getting the likes of like Corbin Burns of the world. And I know he's a free agent. It's not like for like the same thing. But I feel like they were getting bigger names than we were getting.
They were.
The Padres, who have been a doormat of a franchise my entire life, they've been getting everyone. And yes, has it translated into World Series for them? No. But it's translated into their Q rating being at an all-time high and the perception of them. And what has been the perception of the Giants?
That they're going to come in second, third, and fourth place.
That's the worst place you could be. And I know they're not this because if you look at the payroll, they're not this. But there was a level of cheapness. Like when it came to some of the contract structures around there, that came off as like, ugh.
Yeah, it was a bunch of, let's call it what it is.
Opt-outs.
No, let's call it. It was a bunch of Michael Confortos.
Yes.
Who is not even a guy that you even think of when you bring up the Dodgers.
And now you have got two players on your books worth more than $400 million. And Willy Adames and Rafael Devers.
Pretty insane.
Now, we'll see how those players are in Giants uniforms, but the fact that you're doubling down on those two players, those days of finishing in second place are over.
And you brought up the Corbin Burns. Not only did the Giants come in second or third there, they did the same thing with Zach Greinke like 7 years prior, 8 years prior.
I forgot about that.
You know, that which led them to do what? To pivot, to go to guys like Samardzija and Cueto. And those were overpays as well, right? So what happens when they miss out on these deals? Like, think about it. When they missed out on Aaron Judge, what'd they do? We're going to go get Mitch Haniger.
Yep.
they did. They pivoted and they got like all like, you know, excited for Mitch Haniger and Conforto. Two bad contracts.
Very bad. By the way, this was you. The Giants had you down so bad, Joe. This was you literally either a year. I think this was a year ago.
Approximately.
This is last summer?
This was last June 24th.
Wow.
This is almost a year to the day.
My sister's birthday.
Wow.
This was you.
I am rooting against the Giants.
That was you. The team.
Can I hear the full thing?
No, you can just hear this.
I am rooting against the Giants.
That's all you needed to hear. That was you a
year
ago.
Was I alone?
No, it was you. It was your co-host.
We know Fontes
totally
pivoted.
I would rather be the White Sox.
Come on.
I'm rooting against the Giants. I would rather be the White Sox. That's where we were a year ago.
He had to like one-up me. I said I'm rooting against them, and he picks the worst team in the history of baseball. He had to one-up me.
Now he's
I am rooting against the Giants.
That was you.
I'd rather be the White Sox.
And then all it took for a lot of people was either Farhan saying bye-bye, you bring in Buster Posey, you signed Willy Adames, you got Matt Chapman back here, Robbie Ray's balling, right? Verlander, you bring in. Like, this has a different feel to it. This whole season has just a different feel to it. And I'd ask Giants fans if their expectations of what this team can now do going forward with Rafael Devers a part of the situation, a part of this equation, has that shifted your mindset from going, whether that's, you know, being a wild card team to being an NL West champion? And 888-957-9570. I want to get into what JP Morosi said, and this was on Fox Sports Radio yesterday with our guy Mark Willard and his boy Ephraim Salam. I know you're tapped in every Sunday night to that.
Yeah.
Ephraim Salami. Shout out Casey Schmidt going Grand Salami on Friday. Hey, John Morosi, that guy's tapped in as anyone. Remember, he was really tapped into the whole Aaron Judge sweepstakes. Like, he even didn't see this trade coming.
I did not see this coming. We insiders, we love to say, oh, we've got this all figured out. We anticipate things. No, no. This was a complete surprise here on Father's Day.
You know, what wasn't a surprise was Rafael Devers in his situation, though, and how disgruntled he was. His days were clearly numbered there. I think you talked about it. I talked about it. Chris Rose has talked about it for a long time. Friend of the program here, John Boy Media. The writing's been on the wall. I just read those comments with Alex Cora, who's very short. No, he's a DH all season, as Devers is taking grounders before game every single game, whether that's him being defiant or not. There was something not right there. It wasn't working. We all knew that, right, JP?
We knew that all was not harmonious in the Red Sox universe, going back to spring training about the position move for Rafael Devers. And we're going to get into this, I'm sure, in greater detail, because one of the issues on the Boston side of this is that Alex Bregman can opt out after this season. He can opt out. So you might now be in a universe where you have neither Devers nor Bregman in 2026, and you're basically now really relying on the likes of Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and this young group of players.
You really hate to see it from the Red Sox perspective, but you really love to see it from the Giants perspective. That's really this whole thing, as he's saying right there, that Alex Bregman could leave too on top of it. Yikes. And by the way, I think we have a burrito bet on Alex Bregman's contract. I think it's somewhere in our... You said he's not going to make more money. There's a contract stipulation we have in the chat somewhere where I think he's going to get paid handsomely if he balls out this year and opts out. He's betting on himself, and he said it was.
And he's hurt.
But we'll see. We'll see.
I will see, because I'm going to win this bet.
We'll see. It's a burrito bet, so it's okay. We're still waiting on that House Prime Rib visit with Sam, myself, and Bonte Joe. But it's okay. Certain circumstances, we're not going to be pressing on that going forward, the House of Prime Rib. Verducci's in Lake Tahoe wants to join the conversation.
Might press it a little bit.
That's so
I'm
going to
let you know this right now. I'm not giving you anything. All right? Just like, I hope you hear these words that are coming out of my mouth, young Sam Lubman.
You're not going to live up to the bet that you made with Bonte?
No, I am now going to pivot out of that deal like I'm the Red Sox.
Well, there we go.
You're trading it to Carter?
Heard that.
You're trading it to Carter for
Carter could buy the House of Prime
Rib. Do a McDonald's breakfast to be named later. Verducci in Lake Tahoe. And how he's in Lake Tahoe right now. So first of all, you're loving life. And now the Giants just had Devers.
Incredible.
And you're going to be a father soon, Verducci. What a weekend for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, for it to be Father's Day yesterday, and then me driving down to North Lake Tahoe, getting the news, almost driving the car, off the road, just like my wife said, what the heck's going on? I was like, oh my gosh, we acquired this incredible player. And let me tell you, he said it last week. Giants fans, wake up. He said he's going for it. It's go time. And that's what I love about Buster Posey. He didn't come all the way from Georgia to come back a loser. He was going to build something special. And now just imagine you add Bryce Eldridge to that lineup when he's ready to come up. Oh, my gosh. I don't have a voice right now. I've been screaming, running around the cabin this whole time, just fired up. I mean, this is what we needed, Giants fans. We needed a kick in the butt. I'm tired of finishing second or third and hearing about the Dodgers. Now we're standing we're standing right next to them now. You know, right next to them. And now we have the pitching. We have the depth. And you know what? What's going to happen is Posey's going to start investing in our minor league system. This is the reason why San Diego and the Dodgers have been able to pull off those trades. It's because they've had the depth in the minor league system. So now you're going to see Posey invest in that and then to make these kind of trades. It's going to be hard to convince people on the free agent level to come here, but now you can make trades, get them here, make Devers fall in love with San Francisco, and now we have our core. So Giants fans, wake up. It's Monday. Posey went for it. Let me hear you. And 95.7, I love you all.
There you go. It's Verducci in Lake Tahoe, not the El Dorado Hills. He's loving life. And it's funny. He said something there where he's like, my wife was like, freaking out, what happened? And he doesn't even give the name because he knows she's not going to know who the name is. Giants just signed a really good player. They just traded for a really good player. That's it. Rafael Devers, if you watch baseball, you know who he is. That is a name.
Well, and I would say this, that like, oh my God, what will Adamas do in this division, in this park? That's a real question.
Yeah.
Like, what will they do? Just a little small sample. Rafael Devers against the NL West last year. 275, 3 homers, 9 RBIs, 6 runs scored, only 15 games. That was last year. Mm. Okay, well, what does he do as a career? What's he done in his career against the NL as a whole?
Right.
A 293 average, so up almost 15 points. 217 hits, 47 home runs, 144 RBIs, 127 runs scored, in 196 games. So he's basically better than his 162 averages against the NL. Interesting.
8 games against the Dodgers in his career.
Give it
not
to
a
me.
Very large sample size.
Give it to me.
233, 7 hits, a home run, 2 RBIs, 4 runs scored. 8 games. He hasn't really played against the Dodgers very much.
Go back to the 2018 World Series. I would love to know what his numbers were in that one.
Well, let's see right here. Rafael.
I was against the Dodgers.
Devers versus Dodgers playoffs. There we go. That's not this. Rafael, San Francisco Giant has a career postseason record of 214, 3 hits, 2 ribbies, a run scored in 5 games against the Dodgers.
First full season, second.
Exactly. So, again, that's not the sample size. But the NL West one is way more important to me as far as I'm concerned. And you know what? The fact that Rafael Devers is going to take a load off of all those other guys that we've been mentioning all morning, Willie Adamas, first and foremost, he doesn't need to be pressing as much. Like, he's going to be taking so much of that attention away from Willie, from Ramos, from Lee, from Chapman. And Devers wants to be that guy. Like, for as much as Willie Adamas and I like the presence, the poise, and all that, we knew he wasn't that huge, huge thumper in that lineup. He can get hot. He can be at times. He had a home run. He had some bombs over the last week against the Rockies. He had one against the Dodgers. Like, yes, he's heating up a little bit. But Devers has shown the consistency year in and year out as a top 10 hitter in baseball.
Joe. If Willie Adamas is a table setter, this guy sits down and clears the table.
Yeah, he does.
He's the cleanup.
Yes.
Right?
He eats it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's my guy? Who's the hot dog eating contest? Joey Chestnut. Baby.
I'm looking at this, too, from like the Giants payroll perspective. Next year, they got $194 million on the books, 2026. $200 million. This ownership group is all in on spending whatever it takes to be able to make it work. Remember, they drew back their salaries 2 years in a row, 2022, 2023.
Yep.
Now it's going fly high. I love it. I mean, they're on the hook for about $275 million over 8 years for this one player.
You know what's kind of crazy as we're talking about like the ramifications and the trickle-down effect and what this means, what this signifies? And yes, first and foremost, it's going to help this team on a day-in and day-out basis. Like, is it crazy how I feel that this trade and what it represents more, even if Devers is an average hitter going forward, just what it means for the franchise as a whole, Joe.
It means you're in.
Like that's
it means you are in. And what I mean by in, on competing for championships. And whatever player or trade is going to make us a step closer to the championship, we're all in. That's the Niner mindset. That's the Warrior mindset. And now it's the Giants mindset. And God, is that refreshing.
It's very refreshing. And when I just look at both of these teams that dealt with each other, the Red Sox and the Dodgers, when it comes to World Series, these are two in the top of their league since the year 2000, this century, that have won those World Series. And they've done it in different ways, right? The Red Sox have had multiple iterations of different World Series teams, right? You think about that most recent one, them moving off of all those players now. They're all gone. And now the Dodgers are the one on the opposite end. The Giants are the one, although the Dodgers were, right? It's actually kind of interesting now that I think about it. Dodgers getting Mookie, Verdugo being a big part of that trade piece, right? And now the Giants getting Devers and Kyle Harrison being a big deal for that. Going back to that Verdugo one, by the way, with Mookie Betts, yeah, I'd say it worked out for the Dodgers pretty freaking well, right? Two World Series later. I mean, and what is Alex Verdugo? Where is he at?
On his third team.
There you go. There you go. He went to the
Yankees. He's brave.
Exactly. Yeah. He went to the Yankees after the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That tells you all you need to know.
Oh, third team since being a Dodger, by the way.
There you go.
So four overall.
Thank you. You think they regret that deal, the Dodgers?
No.
Please. No. That's what I'm going to say. By the way, talking about the day in and day out basis, here's what some of the people around the league are saying, starting first and foremost with Eduardo Perez, who was on the broadcast yesterday for ESPN, talking about the Giants now having a legit hitter in that lineup.
This is now real and a really good offense for San Francisco. You put a credible hitter, a bat that can DH, that can now play third in a new environment. This is really interesting. And now it opens up for Boston Yoshida to be the designated hitter there for the Red Sox. Not Rafael Devers, but still another left-handed bat that they can plug into that lineup.
And if you missed it this morning, we'll replay it again now. Clayton Kershaw was part of the in-game interview yesterday, obviously longtime Dodger, one of the greatest pitchers of his generation. He's gone up against Devers multiple times. This is what he had to say about it.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good, you know, good for Buster, man. He's going for it. You know, I consider Rafi one probably, you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst, you know.
Right.
So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today. So
exactly.
He's a good one.
He's a good one. Gone.
He said four things there so quickly. Number one, Buster's really going for it. Like, that to me, a player of his caliber and his stature in the opposing dugout saying, wow, the Giants are like now all in. Like, basically like, oh, you're a real team now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I viewed that. Number two, he's one of the top 10 hitters at worst in the game.
At worst.
I don't think Kershaw just says that flippantly.
No.
All right. Number three, then he goes, yeah, they've got this huge prospect who's also going to play first base. What position is going to he play? I don't know. Let's pause on that for a second. I'm telling you, I know everyone's saying DH at first base, and I agree. But I bet you the second base for somebody, I don't know who, Adamas, Chapman, Devers, at some point, second base might get considered. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I would think about it.
It's a good problem to have.
100%. Then the fourth element. Even if he's just a DH, he's worth every single penny. That's a guy in the other dugout. That's a pitcher. It's a Hall of Famer.
It's a move you couldn't do 10 years ago. You didn't have the universal DH.
Woo!
I was all in on it at the time. I'm even more so all in it now if I'm a Giants fan. The universal DH. Thank you, Rob Manfred.
Well, COVID first.
COVID, but then Rob Manfred.
Yeah.
It exacerbated.
Yes.
It forced everything and everyone to do that. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.